Dr. Olivera is dictating for this, the 15th of June of the year 2023. First case is Martha Smith, S-M-I-T-H. This is the clinical case of an 86-year-old white female that transitioned from being by herself to assisted living facility, Sunny Hills. Period. The patient is very hard of hearing, and she has become forgetful more and more. Period. The patient is followed because of the presence of CKD that has been oscillating between 3A and 2. She doesn't have evidence of significant proteinuria. Period. The patient had laboratory workup that was done on April the 20th, 2023, in which the serum creatinine that was serum creatinine was 0.98, the BUN15, and this corresponds to a CKD stage 2. The patient is stable. We did a CT scan of the abdomen looking for the explanation for the weight loss and the hypoalbuminemia that the patient has. A malignancy was not found. There was evidence of a kidney stone 1 centimeter in diameter in the right renal lower pole, non-obstructive, period. Number two, the CBC fails to show the presence of anemia. The serum hemoglobin reported 13.3, white blood cell count is 4,000, platelet count 198,000 with normal differential. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without evidence of exacerbation. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin. The patient has osteoarthritis and severe pathology in the lower back, and she has pathology in the knees that make her wheelchair dependent. She is no longer able to walk. She has a history of peripheral vascular disease and a history of stroke in 2020. Following number, the patient has macular degeneration and she's legally blind. Following number, one of the main concerns is the accuracy with the medications that she's supposed to take. I sent a note to the assisted living facility in which they have to supervise the intake of vitamin D3, 5,000 units, B12, 500 micrograms on daily basis, and thiamine, 100 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, the patient has memory impairment. I invested 10 minutes with the lab, 16 minutes with the evaluation of the patient face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation. Reevaluation in 4 months with laboratory workup.